Hello, dear friend. This is Reni from Blissfully Lean. Since you are listening to this right now, something has activated the part of you that doesn't feel safe being seen. Maybe it was something obvious, a comment someone made, a photo you saw of yourself, a social situation that brought up that familiar urge to disappear. Or maybe it's much subtler than that. A quiet discomfort you can barely name. A vague unease that arrived without a clear cause. Just a sense that something doesn't feel quite right. And your body has already started moving toward food. Both are real. Both are your nervous system's way of saying that something needs care right now. And your body is responding. You might feel it as a heaviness, a constriction, a physical pulling sensation that feels remarkably like hunger or need for comfort. I want you to pause here and hear this. That physical feeling is real. Your nervous system is genuinely creating it. It's not confusion and it's not weakness. It's your body responding to a felt sense of unsafety with a very real physical sensation. Here's what's remarkable though. When you offer your body presence in genuine safety instead of food, that sensation shifts. True physical hunger doesn't do that. That quality, the way it responds to emotional input, is your body's own intelligence showing you what it actually needs. And right now, what it actually needs is this. I invite you to step away from the kitchen. Step away from the food. Not forever, just for right now. You're not exposing yourself to anything unsafe. You're simply giving yourself something your nervous system needs even more than food in this moment. A few minutes of being seen by yourself, safely, with complete compassion. Wherever you are, let yourself settle. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel your body supported by whatever is beneath you right now. Drop your shoulders away from your ears. Unclench your jaw. Let your hands relax open in your lap. And take one slow breath in. Hold it gently at the top. And let it out with a long, soft sigh. Now, I want to invite you to leave the story your mind is telling right now about being seen, about how others perceive you, about what feels unsafe, and drop your awareness gently inward. You're going to find where this feeling actually lives in your body. Bring your attention to your throat. Your chest, your stomach. Is there a guardedness somewhere? A bracing, a protective tightening, a sense of wanting to curl inward? or maybe
a
something
barely
much
perceptible
quieter,
tension,
just a subtle holding that's been there so long it almost feels normal. Find it. You don't need to know what it means. Just locate it. The place in your body where the protection is living right now. Now bring your breath gently into that place. Not to dissolve it or push it away, just to be with it. Like sitting beside someone you love who doesn't feel safe. Quietly, steadily, without needing them to be different. Soften around the edges of that guardedness. Let it be exactly as it is. Give it total permission to exist. And now, to that protected, guarded part of you, offer these words. I see you. You are welcome here. You are safe with me. Stay here. Let the armor do whatever it needs to do in this moment. You're not dismantling it. You're not forcing it to drop. You're simply introducing yourself to it, letting it know that you, the deeper, wiser part of you, are here, and that you are safe. The armor only softens when it feels genuinely safe to do so. And that safety begins right here, in this moment, with your own presence. Take one more breath in, and on the exhale, let something, even something very small, soften, whatever it is today. At its own pace. Now, gently press your feet into the floor. Feel the ground solid and steady beneath you. Feel your body here, held, supported. When you are ready, slowly open your eyes. Notice what has shifted. The urgency may have softened. The pull toward food may feel less automatic. Something in the quality of this moment may feel just a little more spacious than it did before. That is your nervous system receiving something it needed. Not food, but safety. Not hiding, but being gently, compassionately seen by you, before you. You can return to this audio any time that pull to retreat and reach for food arrives. The more you use it, the more your nervous system learns that visibility doesn't have to mean danger. That being seen, started with being seen by yourself, can feel safe. You're learning to be your own safe place. And that changes everything.